Okay, let's get into the next parakim, Tehillim. Tehillim, Parak Ayin Aleph, 71. Some say, as we said, this is a continuation of the previous parak. It doesn't have an introduction. It doesn't have a first pasuk, right? Almost every parak in Tehillim has a Lam Natseach or a, many of them are Lam Natseach, just looking over at some of them, Shir Hamalos, Lam Natseach Lidusun, Lam Natseach Livnei Korach, many others, but this one has no introduction, right? It just goes in from the previous parak, and that's why maybe some say it's a hemshach. The Radak says they're looked at together, and it's clear, says the Radak in this parak, that this is at the time, this was written at the time when David Melech was running away from Avshalom, his son. He was older at this stage, and he had to run out of Yerushalayim. Remember the story that took place, and he was on the run, and he was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him out. And that's why a number of psukim here talk about David's age. Look in the art scroll has a footnote here where he says, David's passionate words are the prayer of all who have reached advanced age, a fervent request that their venerable years be blessed with dignity and grace, a prayer that meaningful accomplishments will crown a lifetime of achievement. It's a plea that God banish the emptiness that atrophies the body and frustrates the soul. And that's what this parak is about, someone who is having difficulty in old age, but he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help out. And that's what the Radak says, that this parak is about, again, as every parak was written at a specific time, but at Avshalom and Achitofel, but it was written for generations to be able to use in all generations. That's the story of Avshalom and Shmuel Beis and Parak Tezayin, where Avshalom speaks to Achitofel, give me Eitzah. And maybe we'll read some of that in a few minutes. So, B'cha Hashem Chasisi. In you, Hashem, I took refuge. Ali Vosha Le'olam, don't let me be embarrassed. Le'olam. B'tzid Kascha Tatzileni. In your tzidkos, save me. Where the Radak says, Dov is not saying for my tzidkos, because I know this is a punishment. It's a punishment for my sins. So, B'tzid Kascha says the David, Lo B'tzid Kasi, Ki Yada David Ki Zeh Haya Onesh Alavon Uriah. Moshe Amar Hanavi, Hinni, make him alecha ra'a mi beisecha. So in your tzidkus, usafalteni, and help me escape, hatei elai aznecha, turn your ear to me, vahoshieni, heyeli litzur ma'on, please be me, I need a salvation, a place to go. Because after all, the Mefarshim, the Radak says, he's run out of Yerushalayim. Lavo tamid, right, tzivisa lahoshieni, kisali musudasi asi, you are my rock, you are the one that I need. What does it mean? Latsur, hey, you have been my tsur tamid. So the Rinas Yisroch says maybe it's connected to the Griz. The Griz gives pshat on the Gemara in Meseches Yevamos. The Griz is recorded as the Griz al Torah on Rus. He has a couple of pages on Rus at the end of that sefer. So he quotes there, remember the story Yevamos Ayin Vav, where the David HaMelech fells the giant, and Shaul says, wow, could he be the king? And Doeg says, no, maybe he can't even marry into the Jewish religion. Ammoni, well, his mother was Rusa Moavia, his great-grandmother. No, Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. And until they say, no, I have a Mesorah from Shul HaRamasi. So what Doeg also didn't know that halacha? Didn't know that Ammoni v'lo Ammonis? So explains the Griz. The Avagav d'kfar nifsaka halacha ide Boaz v'azakenim da Ammoni v'lo Ammonis. V'chein Avner amar lo. Bikal makam ratza doeg lachok azer. Doeg wanted to argue. Kitakai malan b'chol dvarm hanol madim mi'vidah shatar nidreshes bahen. Like everything that's learned out from one of the Yigamal Midos, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim. Im horu bezdin shadin kach rashoya bezdin labo achareyam levatel devreyam. Lo reski v'mashinir beinav. Or they could change the psak based on a different way of darshaning. The kima da Avner amar lo midrasha dekra. You had a drasha amoniksiv v'lo amonis. So Doeg's like asking all these kashas. I think you can darshan it differently. Until Amasa says kach mekubalni. The lav mikra kadorish ella kabbalahu biyado. Mehalacha bo shemisinai da amoni v'lo amonis. It's a kabbalah, and it's forever this drasha. It's not just a drasha's chazal that can be overturned. So maybe that's what's being alluded to here. Heyeli v'tsur ma'on lavo. You are my rock. For protection, tamid, forever. It's not going to change in generations. Tzivisa lahoshieni, right? You commanded that I should be saved. Kisali misudasi. Elokai paltene miad Russia. Help me, save me from the Russia. Mikaf ma'avel v'chometz, from the hands of the mi'avel. What's the ma'avel? The one who plans. The chometz is the gazlan, right? The chamson v'chometz. The Radak says that the ma'avel is Avshalom. And the chometz is Achitofel. Achitofel was the one that gave the advice. He went over. He was David's advisor. The Gemara at the end of Sukkah, remember it says that David learned something from Achitofel and he has to call him Rebbe, but the Pasuk says, V'yomar Avshalom el Achitofel, in Shmuel Beis, Havu lachem eitza manase, V'yomar Achitofel el Avshalom, bo el pilagshi avicha, go and live with your father's pilagshim. That will be the ultimate act of rebellion. Asher yiniach l'shmar abayis, v'shama kol Yisrael ki nevashta es avicha, and all of Yisrael will hear that you, you know, you embarrassed your father, v'chazku yadei achol asher itach, and that will strengthen you. V'yatu l'avshalom ha'oel al-agag, v'yavo avshalom al-pilak she'aviv le'eni kol Yisrael. He went in front of everyone. V'atzach itofel asher yas b'yam ha'em asher yishal b'dar al-kim, k'en kol atzach achitofel gam l'david gam avshalom. Achitofel then tells avshalom, this is what you have to do. And Avshalom speaks to Hushai Ha'arki, and he asks, and he listened to Hushai and not to Achitofel, and Achitofel knew that that was the end. So maybe we'll read some more of that, but that's the psukim. Okay, we continue here. Ki atah tikvasi Hashem, atah tikvasi Hashem Elokim, you are my hope. Miftachi minurai, from my young age, alecha nismachti, I relied on you mibeten. Right? From birth. I relied on you from birth. Why? What is that referring to? As I saw one of the Mefarshim say, because remember, the Medrash says that David HaMelech wasn't even supposed to be born. It wasn't natural. Right? The Chazal say in the Yalkut Shimoni and Bracious, David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Lo Hayo Lo Chayim Klal. Elisha Nitnu Lo Shivim Shana. He got 70 years, we know, from Adam. Adam was supposed to live 1,000. He was supposed to live forever. But then 1,000, and he lived till 930, because 70 years he gave to David. Amar David, Amnam Shnosai, Himrak Bizchuso, Shaladam Arishon. Acha Chaim Shali, Alecha Nismachti. Bekeno Amer Chaim Sha'al Mimcha, Natatalo. So all the way from the beginning, David HaMelech needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. Mimei Imi Atagozi. From the womb of my mother, Atagozi, right? You took me out, right? That's the literal translation of Gozi. The Mitzvah of Sion says Hotsa'a. By Yoga Salvim, right, Gozi is took me out Bachati Lasik Tamid. The Gemara Nida Darshan is another level of understanding of Gozi. Gozi might be a lashon of Shvua. And this is every person. We take a Shvua as we're born. That's the Gemara Nida on Dav Lamid Amid Beis. Says the Gemara there, Veinu Yotzi Mishama Shemashbiyan Oso. We're not born unless until we take a Shvua Shenemar, Ki Liticha Kol Berach Tishava Kol Lashon. Ki Liticha Kol Berach, every knee will bow to me, Ze Yom HaMisa. Shenemar Lefanav Yichru Kol Yordei Afar. Tishava Kol Lashon, Ze Yom HaLeida. It's interesting, in the Pasuk, the Yom HaMisa said before Yom HaLeida. Shenemar Niki Chavai Merva Levav Shalom Nasa Lashav Nafshi Velo Nishva Lamirma. Umayya Shvua, what Shvua do we take when we're born? Shemashbiyan Oso, Tihi Tzadik, Va'al Tihi Rasha. Be righteous. V'afilu kol ha'olam kulo omrim lecha tzadik ata, hayeh b'necha karasha. And if everybody's telling you that you're a tzadik, don't think that you've done enough. V'chulu, v'chulu. And the Gemara says, Amar Elazar, my kra, where do you know this from? Mimei ayimi, ata gozi. Amar pasuk, my mashu dai gozi lishna desh tabuyehu, dechsiv, gozi, nizrech, v'hashlichi, quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyo, but that's the remez in this pasuk. K'mofes hayiti l'rabim. I was a mofes, says David HaMelech. I'm used as a mashal of somebody who was run out of town by their son. V'atam machasi oz. But you, David HaMelech, in this difficult state, he keeps saying, Hashem, you are my strength. Yimali pi tehil asecha. My mouth should be full of your praise. Kol ayom tevardecha. Right, it should be full of your praise all day. Yimali pi. This is also quoted in Halacha. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Aleph. Yimali, my mouth should be full of your tehillah. Gemara says, when you make a bracha, when you daven, you can't have anything else in your mouth. Right? We couldn't be chewing gum when we can't, if we make a bracha, we didn't make a bracha, we should take it out of our mouth, if it's possible. If it's possible, but if it's not a dover, ma'us. Right? And that's what the Gemara says, daf nun and nun aleph in brachas. Amar Yehuda, shachach ve'echnes ochlem l'toch piv below bracha. If I put food in my mouth without a bracha, misalkan l'tzadechad mevarech. I should move it to one side of my mouth and make a bracha. The Gemara says, Tanya chada bol on v'tanya idach polta v'tanya idach basalkan. One brisa says, spit it out. One bracha says, swallow it. One bracha says, move it to the side. So lokasha, it detents. Hold the tanya bol on the one who says, liquids mashkin. If it's liquids, that's nothing to do. Just if you spit it out, what? Then it's just going to waste it? Just swallow it. The mashkin. Because Rashi says, if you spit it out, you're just going to lose it. Spit it out. That's something that you could take out and then put it back into your mouth. Something that would become disgusting if you take it out. But if you keep it in, it's okay. You can move it to the side. It's not liquid. The Gemara says, even if it's not disgusting, if you take it out, walk it, you leave it in your mouth and just make the bracha then. My mouth should be full. My mouth should be full of your praise. And the post can talk about this in Simon Kuf Ayin Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kedeshi he piv reikon b'shas habracha. Techsevi mali piti lasecha. V'lachein, says the Piskei Tshuvos. Ha'ochel min machol miyad acharkach mevarech al mashke. If you're eating something and then you're going to make another bracha, yivla kalamachol mipiv heite. First, swallow. Don't make the second bracha while you still have it in your mouth. V'nochel lahakmed gamal pirurim. Ha'nishar mepeh. Even if there are crumbs, it's yamale pi, says David. V'kolshkech el yilos mini mitika v'chadome b'shas bracha. Also, you shouldn't be chewing on something sweet at that time. He quotes in the footnote here: Yesh lo nashim li zohir v'lo lahachzik hatabas b'sif sosehem. Women take off their rings to wash the tilas yadayim and often put it in their mouth while they're making the bracha. So they should not have it in the mouth when they make the bracha. B'shachar mavar tilas yadayim umidina leka iser lahachzik hatabas l'mkoma miyad achra netila afilu lefnei shenigvi yadayim. There's no iser to put the rings on after you wash. So he talks about one that should be careful about this halacha that's learned out from this pasuk. Says the next pasuk, most famous pasuk in this parak. Al tashli cheni le'e zikna, kechlos kochi al tazveni. Don't throw me away as I get old. Take care of me when I get old, David HaMelech says. Kechlos kochi, while my strength is waning, al tazveni. Don't leave me. I'll touch the cheni. As soon as David says in context, because if you let me just fall apart when I get older, then people are going to think that when I was younger and I was succeeding, it was me, it was not you. If I'm strong when I get older, they'll see it's all you. Labal yomru kol mashin is chazaki l'shaavar haya b'koach yadi. For the Hashem po'al kolzos. For lazel lo nishar b'cheske. I don't have any strength. That's why touch kochi. No, Hashem, I want you to get the credit. So keep giving me strength. So it's all about the kiddush Hashem element. The Mefarshim explained, the quote from Rabbi Saul Salanter and others, that this is also about not just an age, but an attitude. We discussed this often in the past. Don't let me have the attitude of zikna, of old, of not wanting to accomplish anymore, of just looking back, looking ahead. Let me always be a na'ar. Like Yeshua Ben Nun was a na'ar in his late 50s, the Torah calls him. Because he always had the attitude of na'aris, of youth, of dreaming, of aspirations, of looking ahead and forward. So don't let me have that attitude. Atash l'cheni le'zikna. The Baal Shem Tov is quoted in a number of the Mefarshim here, that not only do we say this to Hashem, Hashem says this to us. Hashem says, don't act and don't do mitzvahs in a zikna way. Al tashli cheni le'zikna. Don't throw me tashli cheni le'zikna that you do mitzvahs like you're old and krechsing. No. Kichlos kochi al tazveni. So don't leave me, don't treat me like that, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki amru oyvai li v'shomri nafshi yasu yachtov. Because my enemies speak always against me. V'shomri nafshi yasu yachtov. They gather together. Lemar Elokim azavo. Right, they say Hashem has left him. Ritfu tifsu came on seal. Look, he's running away. Catch him. There's nobody that's going to save him. Elokim al tirchav yomei Hashem. Don't be far from me. Elokai lezrasi chusha. Quickly get up to help me. Yevoshu yichlu sotnei nafshi. Let my enemies be embarrassed. Ya'atu cherpa. Let them have busha uklima. Why does David mavakshi rasi? Why does David say this? I saw the Rina Sinsach suggest. Remember the Gemara in Bamitzia, where the Gemara says that whenever David Melech was giving shir, there were those that got up and started to make fun of him and say, David, even without knowing, David, can we ask a question? Sure. What's the halacha of somebody who is mezana, eshazish? So they ask him. So they embarrass him, no matter what he was talking about. So David HaMelech says, they caused me such busha, right? David HaMelech says, if you tear me open, I won't bleed anymore because all my blood has already been taken from my face in the embarrassment of what they have caused me. So David's just saying, Hashem, do mita keneged mita. Let them be embarrassed, right? Mida keneged mida. He's not asking for an extra onesh. He's just saying for what they did to me, please let them be makabel what, they caused me, right? It's based on the, Marba Metzia on Daf Nuntes and others as well. Continuing. Ani tamid ayachel v'hosafti akolti l'sechash. I will always hope v'hosafti akolti l'sechash. What is tamid ayachel? Says the Ran. The Ran, in the Drush HaSaran, at the end of Drush Tess, the end of Drush Tes, the Ran says, the last section, every Drush of the Ran is 25 pages long. So all the way at the end, the last two paragraphs of Drush Tes, the Ran says, V'alkayotzi b'zeh amai David alav shalom, ani tamina yachel, v'osafti akoti lasecha. Pirish u'inya, what does this pasuk mean? She'yesh b'nei adam she'inam yachlam l'shem yizbarach, ela kasher tzar lahem. There are those that only turn to God when things are difficult. U'be'ez heitev Hashem yizbarach lahem. And when things are going well, mahalalim shemo, v'yacharkach yomru no'ash. And then they'll say, you know, they'll based on the pasuk, they'll say, they'll forget. When somebody's very ill and sick, they're looking to Hashem. And when he gets up and is healthy, he'll thank Hashem. He'll make the bracha. He'll make the bracha of Birchas HaGomel. And when he becomes fully healthy, lo yashiv alibo, lo das velo tvuna. When he's healthy, there's nothing to thank for, because he didn't save me from anything. That's why David says in this pasuk, Eineni noe kein, that's not me. Ki ani tamira yachel. Right? I always look to Hashem. Zlo be'es sarasi levad, elagam be'es shalvasi. Right? Also in my time of shalva. Vim betoch rabim ahalalenu. And I want to praise him in public. Ki yoshieni be'es sarasi, lo egrachu ki acharkach me'alu levarach meshbo. It's not going to change. Says the Ran. That is what David HaMelech is saying here. Tamid ayachel. Tamid. Remember the Gvuros, right? The Gvuros Hashem, the Maharal in the first piece, Perek Aleph of Gvuros Hashem, the Sefer on Pesach. He asks, right? We say in the Haggadah, whoever has more Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim is amazing and praiseworthy, but doesn't that Gemara in Brachas Lama Gimel that we've quoted, there was somebody that went in front of Rabbi Chanina, there was a Chazan, and he started adding on adjectives, Hakel, Agadol, Agibra, Vanora, awesome, stupendous, amazing, and Rabbi Chanina was upset at him. After davening, he says, Yamtinu Kula Shivchei Demarech, did you finish? And you can finish, right? We say these because Moshe said them in Parshas Ekev. You can't add on. So what do you mean, kolamar b'lasaper? So the Maharal says, there's a difference between shevach and hoda'a. Praise, the fixed praise, there's limits. But to be modeh, to have hakaras atov, you have to, even if you can never finish. And that's what Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim is. Pesach is about hakaras atov. Right, it's not about just praise, and that's where there's no limit, and that's kolamar b'lasaper. Says David HaMelech, v'hosafti, I'm going to get more and more and more. It's not just praise, but it's hoda'ah. Again, the Sefer Yikarim also talks about this line of tamid and always hoping. I think we mentioned this in the last parak as well, that the more, even if somebody's hoping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's a hope that you know for sure has a end, not an end, but just a goal, so then there's no hope that is unfulfilled. And even if you reach one stage and you look into another stage, it's always besimcha. Always besimcha. You look at that Sefer Yikarim in Dalid Memtes. Pi yisaper tzidkasecha kol hayom teshuasecha. Again, we had this pasuk before, a similar pasuk before. My mouth will praise your righteousness, your teshua ki lo yadati sforos. I don't even know all the things that you do for me. Lo yadati sforos. I can't even number the number of things that how you save me. Avo bigvuros na Hashem Elokim. I will go amongst the great. As kirtzin koschal avadecha. Even I'm amongst everybody. Everybody is against me. I'll be the only one, but I'll praise. Elokim li matani minu urai. V'adheina agin nefalosecha. From my young age until now, I will say over your neflos. I'll keep saying, gamad zikna v'seva. From my young age, minu urai, and until I'm old. Al tazveni ad adgiz ruacha lador. I will keep praising you, and I will focus on what you did long ago. The Motzi Kamotzi Shel Rav here quotes that David HaMelech not only praised for the new salvations, but every time he experienced a salvation, he thanked for all the salvations that he had. Right? It's building on each other. Right? There's not just I'm going to thank you for this salvation. If I thank you now, I'm going to be kolel all the nisim that you've done for me. And that's what he says here. Min urai, all the way until now, I'm going to praise you for that. V'tzidkoscha Elokim ad marom. She said one of the tzidkoschas that we say by mincha. Your righteousness reaches all the way up. Ad asher asisa gedolos Elokim mi chamocha. Right? Who is like you? On this pasuk, the Radak says, ki amizmar azeh. Even though David HaMelech said it about himself, Kolal bo baruch hakodesh davar b'nei galus. Talks about the people in the exile. Ki kamosha hayahu gola u'betzara gadola, just like David HaMelech was begalus, he left Yerushalayim, and he was betzaris, v'yachar kein yatzal irvacha, v'shav Yerushalayim shegalim ben b'nei ha'shalom, and he eventually returned to Yerushalayim, kein yisrael shem golim b'nei umo, so to the Jewish people, who are amongst the nations. Yetsu mitzara lervacha, they will go out. The yashuvu, the Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, they will come back. Umizea pasik atzof ha-mizmar, aloshem b'nei ha-galus. David HaMelech is generalizing to not only his situation, but all of those who are going to return. Asher heritani tzaros rabos veros, you show me many tzaros, tashuv t'chayenu, t'chayeni. You will give me life. Umitomos ares tashuv t'aleni, you'll lift me up from the depths. Terev gedula si v'sisov t'nachamini, you'll come back and comfort me. Gamani odcha b'chli nevel, I will take the instruments and praise you. Amitcha elokai azam alach, I will tell everybody the truth. B'kinar kadosh Yisrael, teranenas fasai ki azam alach, again, my lips, see, stays on my lips, my tongue, should call out to you. B'nevet asher padisa gam lashoni, svasai lashoni kol hayom tegeh, all of the parts of his mouth, lips, teeth, tongue, everything will praise you. Kivoshu kichafru mevakshi rasi, when you take away my enemies, and they are the ones that are embarrassed. Okay, we will stop here.